really happened, but the thing that sticks in my mind is that they cleaned the straw. Just a plain old straw.
Oh, like a crossbow.
And I even think I've seen pictures of it. The scientist in me says, that's not possible, but I'm pretty sure.
Oh, it is. It is. It is possible.
It's just amazing. It's not just the very directly along the axis.
Just like an arrow.
It's incredible. Yeah.
It is. Yeah. And it's still impossible to explain these types of strength. Yes, Bruce.
I'm from Foxborough, and I was working for the Foxborough Company at that time. And there was a stock boy in the machine shop, and he had a crippled arm, very popular, he always worked well, and he was just about to get married in June, and he was building his own house for his new bride. The Sutton tornado came by, and that's the only
thing. Ooh, the Sutton tornado, the second one. Interesting.
And it just wiped out everything he built above the basement. There was nothing left except piles of lumber.
Hmm. Wow.
But he worked in a machine shop, and he was popular. All those guys could do everything. Within 2 weeks, the house was rebuilt.
Ingenuity.
Who was the guy?
I don't remember his name, but I remember him clearly. And I had to work in the factory a lot at that time, so I knew a lot of the guys. But I thought that was a neat
thing. It is a neat story, yeah. And I rarely get stories about the Sutton Rantham tornado, so that was great. Thank you. Thank you very much, Bruce.
Well, I have kind of a left-handed story. I had just finished my first freshman year on Friday.
Your first freshman
my
year.
I like that. And we were scheduled to work in the fraternity house papering and painting the following week. So I called home and I said, I want to stay up here another week. And my dad says, you're not staying up there. You're coming home. I got you a job in the textile mill. I said, oh, man, I was so mad at my dad because I was having a good time.
Sure.
I went home. I started working the textile mill on Monday.
Yeah.
Tuesday, that thing hit. Yep. And I, knowing the guys that I was with, would have been with.
Yep.
Everybody left, as it turned out. We would have been right there at Quinsigamon State
Park. Wow.
You know, when that thing came through. And it's probably, they'd still be looking for us out there.
Providence.
But I'll tell you what happened. I didn't get away from it. Later that summer, we had a hurricane come through, flooded the textile mill.
Carol? Donna?
I might have, I don't Edna, know. Edna, Carol Edna. Or Edna, maybe. Flooded the textile mill, so I had to work, you know, and clean out the rats from the bottom floor that came through.
Wow.
So, but you talk about Providence. I was so mad at my father, and afterwards I had to say thanks, Dad.
Saved your life. Great story. I can't drink tonight because I have a game, but I appreciate it. If this were, I had no game, I'd be right there with a glass of red.
Okay.
Thank you, though.
We ran out of time before I had something to tell you that was a little different. I was in Cambridge at the time working. I was a nurse and I was working through the day. When we heard about it, I was also a Red Cross volunteer. So naturally, I volunteered to come. And we left work and came just as we were. And I didn't have a car, but somebody was driving. We got to a barricade, which they weren't letting any cars through at all. And she explained we were nurses, we were coming to help, so they let us through. And we were working at one of the hospitals, and I've never seen patients or people. I'd never seen such devastation either, what I imagined a war would look like. But people were lined up around the block to give blood, to do anything they could. They were out in the parking lot, hosing down mattresses to get the blood off them. And the patients in the hallways, on whatever they could lie on, stretchers or whatever, because the beds were all full, of course. And they would say, "Oh, that's all right, dear. You know, don't bother anymore with me, because that person over there is just really hurting." You know,
a different time, a bygone era.
And I'm so lucky. Another one say, "You know, I'm so lucky because my neighbor was killed, and here, and these people, you know, they're all caught up and bandages all over them. But the attitude, the what it was like there, we worked all night, and I can't remember we worked all the next day or what. I can't remember what happened after that. But I just remember that the experience was so intense, you know, but all these people, not thinking about themselves, they were out there just trying to do whatever they could to help out.
A different society, aren't we, in today? Yeah. Wonderful story.